It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Father, thank you for the privilege to pray. Thank you, Lord, for the saints of God, as we've joined together, many hearts together even now in prayer. Thank you, Lord, because you're looking down and you're mindful. You know our hearts, you know our lives, you know all about us. And Lord, how wonderful it is to know that we're saved, that we're one of your little children, that God, you invite us to come, that we can talk to you anytime we want to, that we can bring our burdens to you. And Father, many of our precious saints getting up in years, these old bodies wearing out, much sickness that's very much around. And Lord, but yet, how wonderful it is to be one of your little children. And oh Lord, may we rejoice in our heart for just being in the family of God. Thank you for the day that you saved us. Thank you for the day that you birthed us by the Holy Spirit of God. Washed us in your own precious blood. We're bone of your bone and we're flesh of your flesh. Now, Father, would you be pleased to just simply open the Word of God. And Lord, as we read the history of the Apostle Paul, and Lord, we look at the history of the church as it moves on. And God, help us, Lord, to grasp the simple truth of God's Word. And may we continue on for you. Lord, fill your people with joy. Fill your people with a love. Fill your people with a determination. And God, may we simply yield ourselves to you and be used for your glory, that souls will be saved and the gospel will be preached. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you for tuning in, and what a blessing it is. If you will, would you open your Bible back to the book of Acts today? What a book this Bible is. The greatest book in the world. The devil hates it. The devil hates Christ. The devil hates the Word of God. The devil hates the true church today. And what are you going to do? Well, let's take a look at the Scripture. In fact, what we've looked at here in the Word of God in Acts chapter 24, this is not just paper and ink and words. No, this is the Word of the Lord. All Scripture is given by inspiration. In other words, God meant for this to be written. And the Lord had it pinned down in the Scripture so that we'd know how that this happened, when that it happened, and why that it happened. Well, we've seen the elegance of the religion and the marriage together of the government, the Roman government, and the Jewish leaders. And then education chiming in, Tertullius, what an orator he was. And how that he accused the Apostle Paul. But go back to chapter 24 and let's look at verse number 10. What we're going to look now is a little fellow named Paul. He's been called a pest. He's been called a mover of sedition. He's been called a ringleader. He's been called a Nazarene. any name that they can tack on to him, they've done it. And they've accused him just like they accused the Lord Jesus Christ. The same thing. Well, listen to Paul, verse 10. Then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak. He did not say a word during all of this orating, in the middle of all of this accusing. He just stayed right real quiet. And he waited until the governor beckoned him to speak. Motioned for him to speak, and he answered. Listen to his answer. For as much as I know that thou hast been in many years a judge unto this nation. Who is Paul addressing here? He is speaking to Felix, the governor, in other words, of that area in Rome. He said, I do more cheerfully answer for myself. O Paul, this pest, have they beat him down? Have they made him nothing, this great religion and great education and great power? He said, I speak to thee cheerfully. And I can't help but to believe that the smile on his face. Verse 11, because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. He said, why, it's only been, you know that it's only been 12 days that I was there in the temple. Now, Paul, he just nails it down, makes them very moan. And they neither found me in the temple disputing. See, now what they accused him was that he was a mover of sedition, he was a ringleader, that he profaned the temple, and all of this, in other words, it was nothing but a screaming and hollering and a fighting and carrying on. And he said that they found me in the temple disputing with any man. No, I wasn't arguing with anybody, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues nor in the city. I wasn't out in the city and in the synagogues. I wasn't everywhere trying to get people stirred up. No. Why, just 12 days, you know I was there. Verse number 13. Neither can they prove the things whereof they accuse me. And then the other things they're dealing with. Watch the simplicity that Paul uses. He said, but this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I. I confess to you, there's one thing that they accuse me of that I'm guilty of. He said, so worship I the God of my fathers. I'm guilty of worshiping God because God is of my fathers. And he said, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. Well, did the great orator mention all of this? No. Can I say to you, Paul is defending the God of the fathers, the great fathers. He's defending the written word of the law. He's defending now the prophets, right in the face of the high priest, of the elders, and all of those. And he said, Paul said in verse 15, and have hope toward God. He said, I'm looking toward God with great hope, which they themselves also allow. All the hope. And he looks at them even now. Can't help but to believe Paul is looking at the chief priest and the elders and saying, and they themselves also allow that there shall be a resurrection of the dead. Listen to this. They did allow the resurrection of the dead, even under the Old Testament. Both of the just and the unjust. They can't deny that. Oh, he said, I confess that I believe in this God. I believe in the Word of God. I believe in the law. I believe in the prophets. And I believe in the teachings, and I hope, oh, the hope of Paul. But then look in verse 16. And herein do I exercise myself. He said, this is what I exercise myself in. In what? He has just raised very subtly the question of the gospel. And what is the gospel? That Jesus Christ died and that he rose again. And Paul takes the very written word of the law and the word of God and brings forth the resurrection. Verse 16. Herein do I exercise myself, and have always a conscience void of offense toward God. My conscience has never been against God. It's never been against the law. It's never been against anything of the Lord. Oh, but toward God and even toward men. He said, I have no offense toward men. My conscience is clear. Now, listen to verse 17. Now after many years, I came to bring alms to my nation. In other words, what Paul is saying is as he studied and knew the Word of God, as he knew the Scriptures, and he said, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings. And whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me, purified in the temple. In other words, Paul said, what's he bringing back? You remember that there was only 12 days ago that I went to the temple, and there I was going to bring my alms to the nation and the offerings. I came to worship God. I worshiped a Baal. Whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult. There was no stirring. I was not trying to lead anybody away from anything. Who ought to have been here before thee and object if they had aught against me. They should be here speaking their peace. Or else let these same here say if they have found, and he looks at the crowd, the high priest and all of those, if they found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council. Paul, what is he doing? He is simply standing true to the Word of God. Do you know what God wants us to do in the day we're in when we're falsely accused? Stand for truth and do it joyfully. May God bless you. Until next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.